Today's mailbag comes to us from Candy. Dear Lisa, I recently heard you on a podcast. After listening, I got on your website and started listening to your podcast. This weekend, I have cleaned 7 cabinets in my kitchen, and I have reduced my emails from 4,000 to 400. I have been working with someone that was very expensive, and I haven't done anything with them compared to what I've accomplished this weekend just from listening to your podcast. I will sign up for the Sunday basket soon. Thank you so much for what you are doing to help those of us that need the motivation.
Do you have an Organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organized365 and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. In the next 3 weeks, I'm really going to tap into the natural feeling that we all have at the end of a calendar year. And it is this: we are ready for something new in the new year. And in these podcasts, I want to talk about if you're ready to have a new habit of organization in the new year or not. And you may be listening to these at a different time that is not the end of the year, and you may be in a personal readiness state. You're ready for something new. But almost all of us at the end of a calendar year have these thoughts floating in our mind. Some of us, they float in and they float right back out again. But for those of you that listen to the Organized 365 podcast, you're thinking about your thinking all the time. Otherwise, you wouldn't even enjoy this podcast. You're always looking for what are you ready for next. And let's really talk about today in the podcast, what does it mean to be ready for something? Whenever I hear the word ready, I think back to when I was in grade school. Now, in grade school, I did play a sport. Can you guys believe it? I played a sport. Let's not get carried away. I warmed the bench for 5 years for volleyball. I had the outfit. I had the knee pads. Man, did those come in handy when I had to clean the kitchen floor in my 20s. Knee pads are an awesome thing. I think we should bring them back. I had the whole uniform. My hair was in a high ponytail. I had the bow. But I rarely was put into the game because, as you all know, I do not have an athletic bone in my body. But I'm a joiner. I was part of the team, so I sat on the bench for the games and I came to practices. And in volleyball, when you were getting ready, someone was going to set the ball or serve the ball. See, I don't even know the terms. Serve the ball over the net. You had to be ready. So what did it mean to be ready? All I know was you got crouched down and I would put my arms straight out in front of me and I would lock my hands together so I could bump the ball back over the net. I was not a person who did setting or spiking. All I did was bumping. I was not a good volleyball player, but when you say, are you ready? Like, I'm immediately crouched down, arms out, ready to bump a ball back over a net. I know what it means to be ready, to be in a state of readiness. The next picture that comes to my mind when I think of what it means to be ready is when you watch any kind of a race. Any kind of a running race or a horse race, and they say, are you ready? That means all the horses are in their little boxes, whatever those are called, and the gate is closed behind them, and then the gate is going to open the front, and they are going to run that race. Or the people are lined up, and they're going to run a sprint or a marathon, and they are crouched down, and their fingers are on that line, and they are ready. They're crouched down. When they say set, they pop up. But for ready, they are crouched down. And I thought, what are some other times in my life where I have purposefully been ready for something new before the new thing happened, where it wasn't just like all of a sudden I ended up in a situation, I was purposefully getting ready for something new? One, just fairly obvious, is when you're ready to adopt or have a baby. Like, if there's going to be a new baby coming into your family, there's a whole series of things that you do to get ready for that, and preparing the nursery and the layette. And the last thing you do to get ready to have a baby join your family is to put the car seat in the car. It's usually the last thing you do when you are ready to become a parent. And then I think about, you know, when you're going to buy a house or you're going to move out of your family of origin into your own dwelling. In order to be ready to do that, the real sign of readiness to get your own dwelling is you have to be able to afford it. Like, you have to have a down payment, or you have to have the first and last month's rent. If you're going to buy a house, you go through the process of being pre-qualified. So when you fall in love with one and you make an offer, you can immediately be accepted because you don't then have to go through the banking process. And then most recently, I would say the most recent thing that I have been ready for is going back to college to get my PhD. What did that look like? How did I know I was ready? And in the readiness, it was applying and being accepted and paying the first tuition payment or securing financial aid, figuring out what my schedule was going to be, and purchasing the books that were needed for college. These are all things you do when you are ready. What's interesting when I say all of these things, readiness is not actually deciding you're going to do something. The decision has already been made. Like, if you're crouched down waiting for the volleyball to come over the net, you're already playing volleyball. If you're talking to a banker about being pre-qualified for a house, you've already decided you want to buy a house. If you're putting a car seat in your car, you already are having a baby. Like, the baby is coming. This is just what you need to do before the baby actually arrives. And I think that that is a misconception on readiness. Like, even when I've talked about readiness before, it's like deciding that you want to do something. No, I'm assuming you want to become a more organized person. You want to learn the skill of organization. You've already decided that. You've made the decision. Now you're getting ready. So you made the decision, you're listening to the Organize 365 podcast, maybe you participated in the Holiday Blitz, or you're getting ready to participate in the Out with the Old Blitz, you have decided you are a person who is organized. And now you have to figure out how to match that expectation. If you're putting a car seat in your car, you have already decided or been blessed with the opportunity that you are going to be a parent. Like, that's not negotiable. You are going to be a parent. The car seat is what you need in order to fulfill that thing you're already going to be. If you're crouched down and ready in the volleyball game, the ball is coming at you. Like, it's not like you've decided you're going to play volleyball. You're already playing volleyball. So readiness is not decision. You've already made the decision. Readiness is following through on the decision that you've created. So I went to Google. And I went to the Google Dictionary and I looked up, what is the definition of being ready? Let's talk about the dictionary definition of being ready. Number one, it says, in a suitable state for an activity, action, or situation, fully prepared. So, are you ready for that ball? Are you ready to make the offer on that house? Are you ready for that baby to come in? Are you ready? Are you in a suitable state for an activity, action, or situation, fully prepared? So if you've made the decision that 2023 is your year, whatever year you're listening to this, is your year to get organized, to learn the skill of organization, are you fully prepared? Here's the thing. Making the decision to become an organized person is the first step. It's like saying, you know what? I'm going all in on this. I am going to be an organized person. If 87% of Americans, myself included, believe that organization is a learnable skill, and then I look at the organization I have around me, and I think, oh, I'm pretty good in these couple of areas and not so great in these other areas, but I want to be a well-rounded, organized person, I want to be able to say, I am fully organized so I could check this thing off of my list. What are the things that you need? How are you going to get ready for that organized life that you are going to be achieving in the next calendar year? And for me, when I think of that myself, I think, oh, okay, there are some things that I am going to need in order to achieve that goal of organization. So when I think back on 2011, same time of year that we're talking about right now, it was probably this weekend where I was driving home from work and said, you know what? I am not capable of working outside of the home and managing all of the things that are going on inside of the home. No one else can handle the things going on inside of my home, so I'm going to let go of the job outside of the home, have somebody else be the teacher, and I'm going to go back home. I'm going to figure out this house. I'm going to figure out these kids. I'm going to be a better wife. I'm going to figure out my life. I'm going to take back control of my life. I'm just going to do this. So at that point in 2011, I was overweight, depressed, in the most debt we'd ever been in, and the least amount of resources, with the least amount of support around me, the most negative person you've ever met in your entire life. Think of the most negative person you know. That was me. You're like, there's no way, Lisa. Oh, there's a way. There's a way. It was ugly. It was not pretty. I say that because I want you to realize that whoever you think has what you want, organization, prosperity, a job, whatever, there was a time in their life where they didn't. And something happened to change. So there was a change that happened somewhere, somehow, for that person to have what they have today. Here's the thing. You can't fall into productivity. You can't fall into organization. You can't fall into getting a different job. Like, it just doesn't happen that way. Like, you have to make a decision first. You've already made the decision. Then you have to be ready. And the readiness is being in a suitable state for an activity, action, or situation, being fully prepared. When I set out to get my home organized in 2012 and start Organize 365 as a business, I had no idea what I was doing. I had no plan. I had no one that I was modeling my life after. I had zero resources. I was depleted in every way possible. I think we wait until the situation is optimal for us to try something new when we've got everything lined up so that we could just knock those dominoes down and boom, we're going to be able to go through this transformation. Becoming an organized person is a process. It's a skill that you need to learn, but also in learning the skill, you got to unpack a lot of stuff, a lot of baggage, a lot of history, a lot of bad habits that you have, a lot of poor choices of how you've spent your money and your time and your energy. And you need to mourn. You need to mourn seasons that have already passed that are not going to come back, opportunities that you thought were going to turn into something different than they actually did. The life that you thought you'd be living versus the life that you're actually living. And in some ways, the life that you're living today is so much better than you ever dreamed or hoped or imagined for yourself. And in other ways, it's nothing like what you thought it was going to be. And that's where I was in January of 2012. And it's not an instant thing. Like, from quitting my job in the middle of December, I was still working it the third week in January because it was hard to find a replacement for me. And every time I was like, okay, this is my final day, my administrator would say, well, we haven't found your replacement yet, or we're not happy with the replacement, so we need you to work another week. And to be honest, I could still be working there today if I was like, okay. Finally, I said, no, I'm leaving on Friday. I'm not coming back on Monday, like 3 weeks into January, because I was way beyond where I needed to be working. I needed to end that part of my life so I could start the next part of my life. Like, this isn't easy. Deciding to become a new version of yourself, to become a new person, is different. You have to be in a suitable state for an activity, action, or situation fully prepared. And the only way that you're actually prepared is mentally. And it is so easy. That is so fragile. It is such a fleeting readiness that you have. Like, that's why people can be ready, and then the next day they're like, yeah, nah, I'm going to get out of debt next year. I'm going to get organized next year. Like, it's such a fleeting, fragile thing. Like, you are in, if I could just hold you in a little bubble right now and protect the energy that you have for whatever New Year's resolution you're about to make for yourself, it's like, everything's perfect in the new year, right? Like, everything happens without any problems in the new year because it's in the future, hasn't happened yet. It's such a precious place. And yet when we actually start to take our first steps in living out the reality of that wish, hope, dream, manifestation that we want to have happen, It's flawed. We're human. It's hard. It's not what we expected it to be. It just seems like it's easier for everybody else but us. Why is it so hard for me? They have this thing that I want already. Why can't I just click my heels 3 times and magically have this thing? Like, no, you're not just going to fall into being an organized person. Your house is not magically going to get cleaned and organized. It's going to take work, but it's going to be worth it. And here's the thing. When you go all in on deciding you're going to be an organized and productive person, this skill set that you learn over the course of a year or two will be with you for the rest of your life. For the rest of your life. Okay, yeah. If you throw a volleyball at me, first of all, I can't crouch down very quickly, so it'll probably hit me in the face. But if you said, hey, the ball is coming, I know how to crouch down and put my arms out and bump a ball back to you. The odds of me doing it are probably 1 out of 10. But I do remember as a child being able to do this, and I could do that. If you want me to ride a bike, which I used to do as a child, I could get on a bike, especially if you had me in a vacation location and I was going from a shopping store to an ice cream store. Guaranteed I could get on that bike. I could ride that bike. I'm not going to play volleyball again the rest of my life, probably. And the odds of me riding a bike are pretty much nil, unless Grayson, my grandson, wants to ride one day. I'll ride one. Other than that, I'm probably never going to ride a bike again. But when you learn the skill of being organized, externalizing your executive function, learning to organize your day, learning to plan out your week, those skills will stay with you for the rest of your life. Like learning to walk, learning to read, learning to write, learning basic math. Like, some of these skills that we learn are lifelong skills, and some of the skills we learn are seasonal skills. Organization and productivity are a lifelong skill. It will make your life go easier once you do it. It's hard to go through the year or two to do it, but once you learn it, you're the people are looking at going, how do they do all that? It's because they learned the skill of organization. It will be with you for the rest of your life. So when I think back to 2012 and finally quitting my teaching job and coming home, and the first day that I was home in my house alone, I was ready. Like, I was ready to get my home organized. I had cleared my schedule. I was in a suitable state, activity, action, or situation. I was fully prepared to take back my home. I had no idea what that looked like, though. I didn't know what it looked like to stop living a reactive life and living a proactive life. I had no idea what it looked like to be a positive person because I was so negative. I had no idea what it looked like to be able to pay for groceries with cash because we were so in debt. I had no idea what it looked like to have an awesome relationship with my children because I was not being a great mom. I didn't have the relationship with my kids that I have today. Like, everything I have today, I did not have in 2012. And so 2 years ago, I wrote the book Organization is a Learnable Skill. And it's the memoir of my 2012 experience of going from completely out of control to completely in control in my home. And I wanted to write that book for a long time. Not because, oh, Lisa needs a memoir. I mean, it's kind of weird that I have one. Let's just all call a spade a spade. It's weird that I already wrote a memoir. I'm aware. But the reason why I wanted to write the book Organization is a Learnable Skill is because when you're ready to get organized, it's just not all rainbows and unicorns. It's not. Like, you could take a weekend and declutter a space and go to Target and buy all of the bins and come home and make it look cute, and that's a great project. But when you're truly ready to look at your life and how you got to where you are, how you got to the disorganized state that you're in today, and to truly take accountability and ownership of every part of your life, your financial life, your emotional life, your physical life, your mental life, your work life, you're like, I want to be organized. Like, I want to be purposeful and planned in what I'm doing going forward. If it's going to be, it's up to me. The buck stops here. Like, everything I have and don't have and am not and do and don't do is because I've decided at some point that that's me. Nobody else can do this for you. It's an inside game. You can't do it for your spouse. You can't do it for your children. You can't do it for your siblings, your parents. No, you can only do this for you. And so the book Organization is a Learnable Skill is not about how to organize your house, although you will learn some organizational tips and tricks in there, but that's not the purpose of the book. The purpose of the book is, what is the actual emotional experience of taking a year to really get your act together? What do you have to wrestle with? And the two stories that I share out of there most often are, number one, at that point when I went to clean out my closet, and this may be you as well, the problem wasn't that I didn't have enough clothes in my closet. It looked like I had enough clothes in my closet, and the clothes were nice. I was about to be 40. You know, my mom had always bought me a great wardrobe. Maybe 10 years prior, she had stopped buying me very many clothes. But I had a lot of clothes in there from my 20s. My mom, I mean, she's a snazzy dresser. I mean, they're like Talbot's clothes, nice clothes, really, really nice high-end clothes. But over the course of, you know, from my 20s to my 30s, I gained a lot of weight because I went on antidepressants and I gained like 30 pounds from that. You know, we had tried to get pregnant, so I gained weight from the infertility meds, did not get pregnant. I had a lot more weight, and the weight that I had was negative in that, almost like I kind of felt like a failure. Like, great, I gained this weight so I could get pregnant, but my body won't support a pregnancy. I've never had a positive pregnancy test. Like, I never got pregnant, and it's unexplained. Like, obviously, I was supposed to adopt my children, but, you know, I had weight from that. And then when my parents got divorced, and then I needed to settle my dad's estate with my sister, like, eventually I couldn't handle it. I went on antidepressants for a period of time, gained another 30 pounds from that. So this extra weight that I had was from these negative life experiences. And I've never lost the weight. I never have. And you know, I'm okay with it now. Like, but those clothes in my closet were never going to fit again. Because I wasn't on the antidepressants in 2012, but the weight never went away. Like, once you gain weight from antidepressants, I mean, I'm sure you can lose it, whatever. It's not, I don't desire to, I guess. So I had a lot of extra weight. So the problem with me in organizing my closet was that none of those clothes fit. And the clothes that did fit were so worn out and ratty that I didn't feel good in them. But I had no money, like $0 to buy new clothes. I mean, that was like the least important thing on our purchasing list. Never mind. Did you hear the beginning part where I quit my job? So now we had less money coming in. So normally when you go and you organize your closet, you take everything out of your closet and you get rid of everything that doesn't fit, and then you rainbow order it and put it back in. And well, that's great. Bully for you. But there are a lot of us where when you do that, you end up with three outfits, and I'm using the term outfits loosely, that even fit the body that we have today, and we don't feel flattered in these outfits. And that's how I started 2012. And I was like, this is going to be a long lifetime. Like, I want to live to be 100, and I'm about to turn 40. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm going to live the next 60 years this way? You know, scraping pennies together, wearing rags for clothes? Like, this cannot be my future. I do not accept this future for myself, but I had no idea how to move forward in it. So in the book, I walk you through what I did was I did clean out that closet, and I got rid of about 50% of what I had that I never was going to wear again. And I purposely left 45% of the clothes in my closet that didn't fit or weren't going to work no matter what, because I just mentally couldn't handle only staring at three outfits in there. Like, I wasn't trying to do a minimalist wardrobe. I was trying to figure out, how do I have enough clothes to wear? And what I ended up doing was, once I started my professional organization business, realizing that there were resale shops, and I started shopping at resale shops. But even then, I could only buy a few pieces of clothing each season, and I started to slowly rebuild my wardrobe from there. The process of becoming an organized and productive person, organization really more than productivity. If you're looking for productivity tips and things that are just going to make you a little bit more effective in what you're doing and save you a few minutes here and there, you're already an organized person. But the true process of getting your life organized, when you really are ready to dive into that, you're probably sitting at the bottom of a pit. You are. Because buying containers and labeling things and make a space look cute is decorating. It's not organizing. Organizing is looking at all the stuff that you have that you should have never bought to begin with, that you now wasted your money on, that you don't have, that you wish you had again, and going, oh my gosh, and dealing with that, and dealing with the past choices that did not set you up for a good current situation. And that's part of it. And that's the end of Organization is a Learnable Skill book. That's where I'm in November. I'm like, it took me forever to write the November and December chapters in that book. And I'm like, this makes no sense. By September, I had replaced my teaching income and Organize 365 was making money already and was like a viable business within 9 months, which is amazing, like as a business. So why was I having such a hard time writing the last two chapters of the book of 2012? And the reason why is because of the holidays. Happy holidays. Oh, yeah. They weren't necessarily happy. I mean, they were, kind of. Holidays are hard. Holidays are so weird because your past, present, and future are like smushed together in the holidays. Like, and it's like your brain is constantly flipping from one decade to the next. Like 1 minute you're remembering the holiday as you did as a child, and the next in your 20s, and the next, you know, as a new parent, and the next, like now I'm a grandparent, like. And you're trying to match the expectations and relive the best of all the past all at the same time. It's exhausting. And I found for me, because I was turning 40 and so many things had changed in my past, that I was trying to relive the 80s every single time we got to the holidays. And the 1980s had come and gone, as had the 90s and the 2000s and the 2010s. Like they'd all come and gone. And I was still trying to be the child at the holidays instead of the parent who is creating the holidays for my family. And that was really hard to process. And I processed it through in a lot of ways in the end of that book. And so that's what I really want you to take away from this podcast. You are never going to be 100% ready for anything. And readiness is not a, I know exactly how this is going to go and we're just going to push the button and go and everything's going to be perfect. Readiness is an understanding of the strengths and limitations that you personally are experiencing in this phase of life and still going after the goal anyway. Like, there's never going to be a perfect time to get organized. You're never going to magically have more time than you do today. Now, I will say, organization is where time comes from. So the longer you delay on deciding that you're going to go all in on getting organized, it's kind of catch 22 because it really is where time comes from. But you're never going to have a perfect time to go ahead and get ready from the decision you've already made of being a more organized person. And for some of you, I just want to say, you may be in a season where you are not ready to devote more time and energy to being organized. And that's okay. Like, you continue passive organizing, continue listening to the Organize 365 podcast, continue change your mindset, continue doing 15-minute a day activities whenever you can to get yourself more proactive, get yourself more organized, do the Sunday basket, which is going to free up more time. So eventually you can go into the productive home solution. Like, it's okay. You don't have to be ready to get organized in the new year, but many of you are. And there's this fear. There's this, I don't know, you've decided you want to be an organized person. You're ready, but you don't feel that fully prepared part of that definition of ready. You're in a suitable state for the activity, action, or situation, but you don't feel fully prepared. What does it mean to be fully prepared to get organized, Lisa? Like, what is that part of ready? How do we get fully prepared? That is what I'm going to cover in the next podcast where we talk about set. So I will see you next week. We will talk about set, but I want you to think about this week as we are going through the holidays and the end of the year. Like, what are you going to put all of your extra time, effort, and attention into in the new year? Is it going to be learning the skill of organization? Are you already organized and you're going to take that organization to the next level with productivity and planning? What is it that you've already made the decision? This is the kind of person you're going to be in the future, and you're ready to be ready to do that in the new year.